I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. And there's a shadow on the faces of the men who sent the gun to the wars that are fought in places where their business interests run. On the radio, talk shows, and the TV, you hear one thing again and again: how the USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid.
From the City of Angels, Premier Radio Network presents Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
A group of experts and scholars have concluded that senior government officials have covered up crucial facts about what really happened on 9/11. They have joined in others in common cause as members of Scholars for 9/11 Truth, because they are convinced, based on their research, that the administration has been deceiving the nation about critical events in New York and Washington, D.C. These experts suggest that these events may have been orchestrated by elements to manipulate us into supporting policies at home and abroad. Some of the inconsistencies even have to do with Flight 93. That was the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania. Did it crash naturally by the fighting that was occurring in the cockpit? Was it shot down? Will we ever know? I have a clip that is pretty emotional. I'm going to play it for you. It runs 4 minutes. If you don't think you can take it, I suggest that you go away for 4 minutes. I was listening to it with one of our engineers tonight, Bill Hickey. And he says, it's got to be one of the most emotional things I've ever heard. Here it is.
Morning, Cleveland, United 93.
United 93, that traffic is 1 o'clock, 12 miles eastbound, 370.
Negative contact, we're looking at United 93.
Somebody call Cleveland.
United 93, verify 350.
United 93, verify your level 350.
United 93, verify your level of 350.
United 93, Cleveland.
United 93, Cleveland.
United 93, did you hear Cleveland Center ident, please?
United 1523, did you hear your company, some interference on the frequency here a couple minutes ago, screaming?
Yes, I did, 797, and we couldn't tell what it was either.
Okay. United 93, Cleveland, if you hear the center ident.
And American 1060, ditto on the other transmission.
American 1060, you heard that also?
Yes, sir, twice.
Roger, we heard that also, thanks. I just wanted to confirm it wasn't some interference.
Is that 956?
Richard 956, go.
Oh, we're just answering your call. We did hear that yelling, too.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, we're just trying to figure out what's going on.
Hey, I'm here. I got some things to talk. Keep remaining to be. We have a ball for us. So it's set.
Calling Cleveland Center, you're unreadable. Say again slowly.
Sir, did you hear the transmission? Was that your plane that said he had a bomb on board?
Say again. Is that United 93?
Yeah, that transmission, he said, it was unreasonable. It sounded like someone said they have a bomb on board.
That's what we thought. We just, we didn't get it clear. Is that United 93 calling? Sector 956, that aircraft we believe was transmitting is 12 o'clock, 5 miles, turn left, heading 225. I'll get you away from him. Okay, he's climbing, so I want to keep everybody away from him.
Okay, I think we got him in sight.
Well, the 1989, that traffic for you is at 11 o'clock and 15 miles southbound. 41 climbing. Looks like he's turning east while heading 360.
Hi, here's the captain. I would like to order to remain seated. There's one aboard and going to back to the airport. And I have our demand to remain quiet.
Okay, it's United 93 calling. United 93, understand, have a bomb on board. Go ahead. Director 956, did you understand that transmission?
Affirmative, he said there was a bomb on board.
And that was all you got out of it also?
Affirmative.
93, go ahead.
That aircraft, he can't get a hold of. Has he turned to the east now?
He's just turned to the east also. United 93, you're here at Cleveland Center. American 1060 and
Executive 956,
we just lost the target on that aircraft.
Okay, 956, we had a visual on him, just stand by.
Do you have a visual on him now?
We did, but we lost him at the turn.
You can make a turn back to a 220 heading, let me know if you can see him.
Yeah, he's still there, we got him for 956.
He's still there, northwest of you, about 25 miles?
Stay affirmative for 956.
Executive 956, fighting 180.
Hey, we're making a turn at 956, he appears to be heading right towards us.
American 1060, do you see anybody northwest of you? Can you see back that far there?
We're looking now, sir.
United 93, Cleveland, are you still here at the center? United 93, do you still hear Cleveland? United 93, United 93, do you hear Cleveland? United 93, United 93, Cleveland. United 93, United 93, do you hear Cleveland Center?
Do you see any activity on your right side, smoke or anything like that?
Negative, we're searching. Yeah, we do have a smoke puff now at about, probably 2 o'clock.
What was going on in that plane on that fateful day? In a moment, James Fetzer, who will stay with us throughout the entire program tonight, and also David Ray Griffin. He will be our guest this hour as well. Stand by on Coast to Coast AM.